This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Welcome back. Our next guest is a three-time SAG Award winning actress, best known for her role as Piper Chapman on Orange is the New Black, the game changer of a show. And right now, she's starring in the Hulu limited series, Pam and Tommy. Please welcome the beautiful Taylor Schilling. Oh my God, you look so beautiful, and you are so beautiful. And I'm so excited to talk about this show, which is much more than a show to me. It's there's historical references of pop culture in a time that we remember so well, the Pam and Tommy days. Yeah. But this show has such an interesting debate behind it. Tell me about the show. Why is it important to you? What is the takeaway here?
Well, for me, there was this kind of whisper of an idea that Pam Anderson somehow was a participant or was involved in some way in this tape being out in the world. And I was struck in reading all of the scripts that she actually is the survivor of a crime. And we haven't treated her experience as such. And we actually, I mean, there was a court decision that was made that her, because she had worn a bathing suit and posed for Playboy, which is not the same thing as being an adult entertainer.
Nope.
A judge almost made the decision that her body kind of belonged to the collective.
Yes.
And not to herself, which is something that's kind of hard for us to, it's hard for me to wrap, right? It's really hard to wrap your head around. It's hard for me to wrap my head around that.
I think there is such rich conversation in this show about where is consent in all of this.
Yeah. Well, and I love that you're bringing that up because consent, you know, for me personally, I think consent is the sun. Like everything revolves sort of around consent. And as soon as it's a choice that someone's making, God bless. When it's not a choice and I'm not in control of my own body and I'm not in control of my own experience, I'm not in the seat of my own experience, then it's not okay. And so it really has nothing to do with the content. It has to do with the idea that this was stolen from her and this wasn't her choice. And in that way, I think that Pam is a hero. I mean, she's truly, truly a hero.
I love it. Now, okay, you were at the forefront of pioneering literally streaming as we know it. Orange is the New Black kicked off a lifestyle that we didn't know before, and now it's the only one we know, 105 million views. It's a global phenomenon. What was that moment like for you when you literally were a part of changing how we live our lives?
I had no idea. I still don't. It just was your producer that told me it was 105 million views. I mean, I know when I go to, you know, airports, everyone's like, anywhere I go, Piper, you know, Piper exists. But we thought and I am not being coy or being hyperbolic with my like innocence, but it felt like we were making some kind of a web series when we made that show.
Your show is a testament to literally the changing of our lives. Weirdest segue ever, but I found out something in your research and I have to ask you, is it true that you babysat monkeys in middle school?
Yes, there were monkeys that lived at the
What? How? What?
There
what
were,
was
I don't
it
know.
Like
there were,
babysitting were, a monkey.
Yeah. Well, it's weird that I did that, but I would. I don't know why I was. How I don't remember how I found out, and I don't remember how I was allowed to. But they were. There were these monkeys. They were capuchin monkeys, but they were babies. And these people down the street were like, "I don't know what to do with our monkey. I don't. We need somebody to babysit the monkeys." And I then would go and, you know, like you make sure that the monkeys don't take the diapers off. That's like the big deal.
Were you like Virgil? Don't do that.
I was like, look at me. So yeah, I'd make sure I kept, they would also like open the medicine cabinet, get Advil. If you weren't watching, they'd like get Advil, lick the sugar off of it, and then throw the pills without the sugar all around the kitchen. So that's, you had to make sure they kept the diapers on and that they didn't go into them. They didn't go into the medicine cabinet.
Okay.
It's so weird. I don't even know how we got here.
I just had to ask, and I'm so glad that I did. And I have so much visuals in my head right now. Okay, it's design week on the show, and I hear you're quite the DIY gal.
Yes.
What have you gotten into?
Well, because I lived in very small apartments in New York City for a very long time, so I can pretty much do anything with like a nail and a hammer, or like sometimes I would use like a 3-pound weight as a hammer. If I didn't have I didn't have hammers a lot. I mean, who has a hammer? I think if you don't have a hammer, you can take, you know, like a 3-pound weight and use it as a hammer.
I love that tip. Taylor Schilling, I have been such a fan of yours. I'm so excited to talk with you about such a meaningful, interesting, deep-layered show like Pam and Tommy, which you are starring in and so amazing in. And it's streaming on Hulu now. And thank you so much for coming here. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Are you kidding?
Let's do this again, please. I would love to do this again. Thank you, Taylor Schilling, everybody. We'll be right back.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.